Graduation, Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs CS Hassan Ali Joho has highlighted the importance of providing sea time experience for seafarers immediately after graduation to equip them with the required practical skills and hands-on exposure to transition efficiently into the maritime workforce. Joho reiterated that sea time will not only bridge the gap between theory knowledge and real-world work application, but will also enhance the seafarer's safety, competency, and easy adaptability in their future jobs. Speaking at the Bandari Maritime Academy, Mombasa, where he presided over the graduation ceremony for 100 youths who received their standards of training, certification, and watchkeeping for seafarers, STCW, program, the CS highlighted that there is a need to develop mechanisms including internship programs that will equip them with the required skills, especially for international jobs. He further called for Kenya Maritime Authority Chairman Kamis Mwaguya and Bandari Maritime Academy's Director, Lewa Katana's adequate support through the inclusion of maritime programs in various TVETS institutions to pave the way for every student interested in the sector. He emphasized that by fostering a well-prepared, experienced workforce, Kenya can better position itself as a competitive player in the global maritime industry and reinforce its commitment to high standards in maritime education and employment. We don't have the luxury of time, and every institution should be able to teach a small number of seafarers, hence we have to broaden the space so that we can prepare as many as possible of our young people for the job market, said Joho. Additionally, to ensure that STCW students are not lagging in matters about employment, Joho highlighted that he is working closely with relevant departments to ensure that students can receive a seafarer's identity card, SID, upon graduation. SCTW enables you to get a job, but to get to some destinations one must have an SID, hence the kind of conversation we must have as maritime authorities is how we can facilitate this document for students to ensure they are not left behind when opportunities arise, he said. He also highlighted that the government has reduced the fees charged for the STCW training from Shush 35,000 to Shush 15,000. Graduates of the Standards of Training, Certification, and Watchkeeping for Seafarers, STCW, of Bandari Maritime Academy, Mombasa. Photos by Fatma said, the Mvita Member of Parliament, Mohamed Soud Michel, whose constituency's NGCDF sponsored the program, highlighted that the investment in the STCW program reflects their commitment to opening doors for the youth in the global maritime industry. Through quality training, these graduates are now equipped to contribute to the blue economy, which is crucial for both Mombasa and the country's economic growth, Michelle said. On his part, Mombasa County Governor, Abdul Swamad Sharif Nasir, highlighted an upcoming mass registration for the Social Health Authority, SHA, within the county. In 6 days, we will conduct a door-to-door mass registration to the SHA insurance model, and for the less privileged, the county government will still cater for their fees to ensure they receive adequate health care, noted Nasir. In addition, he announced the expansion of the Skills Mtaani program across other parts of Mombasa County, including the Likoni area and the Changamwe area, among others. Upon reaching the month of February, we will expand the Skills Mtaani program for our youth and later recruit them for the SCTW program, highlighted Nasir. In attendance were the Principal Secretary for Shipping and Maritime Affairs, Jeffrey Kaituko, Principal Secretary for Mining, Blue Economy, and Maritime Affairs, Betsy Njagi, County Assembly Speaker, Akarab Khatri, and members of the County Assembly, MCAs, who enthusiastically lauded Mvita Member of Parliament, MP, Mohamed Soud Michel for initiating the SCTW program at the Bandari Maritime Academy, BMA, noting that the move has marked a significant milestone in the maritime sector.